So we got to the very last line of Zayin and Beis. The Gemara had just brought the four cases where we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara challenges this and asks, Vesu Leka, there's no other case that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. V'ha'ika, don't we have the following? The Tanan, the Misha tells that Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Melamden is a Ketana Shetimarin Bo. Rashi talks about a situation, Yevamos, where we encourage the young girl, Ketana, to perform a Mian to undo the Nisuin that she had, because the Nisuin, when she's a Ketana, is only the Rabbanim, undo it in order to allow a case of Yibun to take effect. So we're Melamden is a Ketana Shetimarin Bo, that's Rabbi Eliezer Shita. And Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Halacha Rabbi Eliezer, so we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So this is the fifth scenario where we pass like Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara explains, no, Ki Amar Shmuel, and Shmuel said a statement that Halacha Rabbi Eliezer Ba'arba, that's only in the world of Seder Taros. Aval Bashar Sedarim and other Sedarim, Nizik and Moed and so on, Ikatuver, there are many, many other instances where we do in fact Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. V'Hachanami Mestaver, it's also very sensible, makes sense to say this, because we're going to give another example outside of the world of Taros where we do Paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. What's that case? So the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Chala de Tanan, Rabbi Eliezer Omer, a person who takes off some dough. So we know for Chiyuv Chal, you have to have a certain shear of dough. So let's say he takes out small amounts. So he's trying to avoid, circumvent the requirement of challah. So let's say 5 pounds of flour what's needed. So he's doing 1 pound at a time. And if they're not connected, so there's no Chiyuv Chal. I can do 1 pound here, 1 pound there. There's no Chiyuv Chal. So the guy is now, he takes off challah and he starts to bake it. He's rode, he removes it from the oven, it's baked. But Nosin Lasal, he places it in a basket. And now he places several small rolls of challah, each that are less than 5 pounds, but they're all in one basket. Hasal Matar from the challah. That basket actually combines all the baked rolls, and now he's actually chayiv to be mafresh challah, because now by connecting them to each other in a basket, you're now putting them as one big shear of challah. Vamar of Yehuda Meshmo Halacha Rabbi Eliezer. So there's another instance outside of the world of Taros where we do Paschal like Rabbi Eliezer. Shmamina. So we have two examples. One is by the Miun and one is by the Chalakeh. So the Gemara says, wait a second. My ulmeid the high mihai, why is this one better than that one? I mean, once we establish the case of Miun that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer, why do you have to have a second proof by the case of Chala? Wouldn't the case of Miun be sufficient grounds that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in additional cases outside of Seder Taros? So the Gemara says, I'll tell you why the case of Chala is a better proof than the case of Miun. Because Mishum Dekai Rabbi Elazar, not Rabbi Eliezer, but Rabbi Elazar, the Amora, Kivase, this is the Tana rather. Because since Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer by Miun, so maybe that case of Miun is different because it's really Rabbi Elazar. We want a case where it's Rabbi Eliezer exclusively, that's what we have to bring the case of Challah. So where do we see that Rabbi Elazar holds like Rabbi Eliezer by Miun? The Tana, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Elazar, the Tana, Omer, Melam din nesek Tana shetimayim bo. So that's why we assume like Rabbi Eliezer as well by Miun. But that's not unique to Rabbi Eliezer. That's Rabbi Elazar as well. So that's why the case of Challah tells us that Rabbi Eliezer, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer in other instances as well. So my Kai, Umi Kai, wait a second. Does Rabbi Elazar really hold like Rabbi Eliezer? Really, are they saying the same thing? V'ha, doesn't the Gemara tell us without getting to the detail, but the Gemara Yivamo says, you need both Rabbi Eliezer Shita and Rabbi Elazar Shita by Miun because they're talking about two different cases. So it's not the same case. Yes, they say the same Psach, but they're passing in two different cases and therefore they're not talking about the same case. So that's not a Raya. So back to square one. Why do we need two proofs that we pass like Rabbi Eliezer outside of the case of Taros? So El Gemara says, I'll tell you why. Because the case of Miun, Mishum Dekai Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava Kavasa. Because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds like Rabbi Eliezer by Miun. The Tanan, the Mishnah tells us in Edios, Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, Heyed Chamisha Dvarim. He testified on five matters. One is, Shemiman is a Ketanos. In general, we pass like that. The Shemasin is a Isha, a P. Eid Echad. If one Eid says, we saw your husband die, you could rely on Eid Echad to have a remarry. And Sheniskal, Tarnagol, Bishlai, Malshera, Gazanefesh, a Tarnagol once killed someone and we stoned the Tarnagol, that once a real Din Torah happened like that. Fourth case testimony was, Al Yain ben Arbam, Yom, Shenisnasach, Al Gabi, Mizbeach. You have to wait wine to age at least 40 days before it's a Roy for Nisach Yain. And the fifth case is, Al Tamid Shalshacha, Shekar, Barbashal. So that's the time you shouldn't have it delayed any more than 4 hours. But either way, we see the first statement is that Miman is a Ketanos. So Gemara says, my Ketanos, I mean Ketanos. Which two Ketanos are we talking about? Lav chada de Rabbi Elazar, v'chada de Rabbi Eliezer. So he says, we say, Rabbi Yehuda Mabala says, Meman sekatanos, both the case of Rabbi Eliezer and the case of Rabbi Elazar, those two different scenarios, who pass like him. So that's why we assume like Rabbi Eliezer by Mion, because Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava had strengthened that shita by paskining that way. But we don't have a proof that we hold like Rabbi Elazar in general and just him. That's why we need the case of Chala. Rashi says, no. That's not what ketanos means. Ketanos doesn't talk about two different cases of ketanos. Ketanos means, my ketanos, ketanos ba'adama, in general. Ketanos, you do mean of ketanos, whatever the case is. Gemara says, ihachi, ketanos is just general, just ketanos. So ihachi, it should say legabi isha. When it says masin isha esapi echad, it should say masin nashim. It should be consistent then. Nami nisei nashim. B'neima nashim da'alma. So Ella, from the fact that it says ketanos versus isha, the plural versus the singular, we conclude Ella mida hacha ketani isha v'hacha ketano hacha ketani ketanos shema mina dafka ketani, that the two cases of Rabbi Elazar and Rabbi Eliezer is how we paskin. So shema mina, and for that reason we need to take another example of the case of challah. That's why how we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara now says v'chein amar Rabbi Elazar. Now we have Rabbi Elazar a mora. We're talking about Rabbi Elazar, the Tan above, that's Rabbi Elazar ben Shmua was above. Now Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, he's the Amora. Rabbi Elazar ben Padas says, Halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer ba'arba. In these four cases, he agreed with Shmuel's statement. So the Vesu Lekha, there are no other instances, only these four cases that we talked about yesterday. Vatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us, we're going back to almost the same conversation we just had. Vatanan, Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Milamdin, Sakatana, Shetimainbo, Vam Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Elazar himself, Ben Padas, that is, the Amoris is Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer. So we have another instance, it's a fifth case. V'chitem, if you're going to tell me, Kiyama Rabbi Elazar, Halacha, Rabbi Eliezer, Ba'arba, B'say, the Taros, when he made a statement that we paskin only like Rabbi Elazar in four cases, that's only by Taros. About Bashar Siddur, the other Siddurim of the Shas, Ika, there are many other instances where we do paskin like Rabbi Eliezer. Umiika, is that really the case? Are there really additional cases? V'hatan, the Mishnah tells us in Maseches Shvi'is, Havered v'akofer v'alatom v'aktaf, with different types of herbs and spices. Yeishlem k'shvi'is, you have to treat them as shvi'is, which means you can't work the land during Shemitah year. Uledimeim, and if you shvi'is, and if you exchange them, the kedusha shvi'is pass on to the next item. And yeishlem beer, which means that when there's no longer items of that type in the field, you have to burn them inside your house as well. Ula demeim beer, and any of the byproducts, any exchanges have to be burnt as well. V'amar Rabbi Padas, who is the son of Rabbi Elazar ben Padas, so he's the child of Rabbi Elazar that we're talking about now. So Rabbi Padas says, Mantana kitva peir, who's the one who holds a kitva, this spice is actually a fruit, which means it takes on all the dinim of shavis. It's Rabbi Eliezer, the Tana, holds this way. And Amar Rabbi Zeira says, Chazi, we see from here, Diminach, we see from you, Rabbi Padas, and Me'avuch, from your father, Rabbi Elazar, Kasharasi Kitva Lama, that you think that Kitva is permitted. It doesn't have a din of pre. It's completely regular growth. No din of Shvi'is. You could use it however you want during Shemitah year. There's no Kedusha Shvi'is. So that's the conversation. So now, if we're going to say there's a machlok is between whether Ketaf is a pre or not a pre, so v'at amrit ma'antana kitva pri, and you're the one who holds who says a kitva is called a pri, Rabbi Eliezer v'avuch omer. But your father says that Rabbi Elazar holds halacha Rabbi Elazar ba'arba, that we only paskin in four cases like Rabbi Eliezer, so you can't paskin like him in the legabe the shvi'is case, because that would be a fifth case. So now the Gemara says, wait a second. Now, if we said above that when Rabbi Elazar said we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, that's only Taros, but outside there are many other instances. Well, Shvi'is is not in Taros, so why can't we say we paskin like Rabbi Elazar? It doesn't go against the statement of four. Leimalei, he should have said, Ki Amar Abba, when my father Rabbi Elazar said halacha k'Rabbi Eliezer barba, that's only if we say the Taros. About Bashar Sidra Ika, there are many other instances. From the fact that Rabbi Elazar's son, Rabbi Padas, didn't suggest this, tells us that, no, when Rabbi Elazar said we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer in four cases, it means only four cases, nothing beyond that way. So we go back to square one now. If there are only four cases, how could Rabbi Elazar say we paskin like Rabbi Eliezer also by the case of Miyun? That would be a fifth case. So Elakasha Hi, so that's the question. How do we deal with the case of Miyun? So Gemara says, the reason why we're passing like Rabbi Eliezer by Miyun is not because of Rabbi Eliezer, it's because Mishim Dekai Rabbi Elazar Kavasa, because Rabbi Elazar the Tana now holds like Rabbi Eliezer the Tana. That's why we're passing by Miyun. Ditznan, Rabbi Elazar the Tana, Ben Shemua, Omer Milam, then Zakatana Shetimayimbo, but not because of Rabbi Eliezer. Umikai, does Rabbi Eliezer and Rabbi Elazar the Tanaim really hold of each other? V'ha, doesn't the Gemara tell us Atzuchem Mitzarchin Elohu V'lo Damin L'Hadadeh? They're talking about two different cases. Ela Gemara says Mishum Dekar Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava Kavasa, because Rabbi Yehuda Ben Bava holds like Rabbi Eliezer by the case of Mir, and that's why Pasuk like him. But Einach Nami, Rabbi Eliezer himself, there are only four instances throughout all of Shas that we assume like Rabbi Eliezer, which goes against what we said above, that no, there are many other areas outside of the Seder Taurus. Wait a second. Are there only, so now we're assuming that Rebbe Elazar ben Pedas the Amora assumes like Rebbe Eliezer the Amora in only four cases. Nothing else throughout Shas. Vesuleka, there are really no other cases. The Mishnah tells us in Maseches Brachos, when it comes to Avdala b'Motzei Shabbos, we have to say Avdala HaTachron Tanu in Mishmon Esrei. The Machlok is, where exactly do you situate the HaTachron Tanu? Rabbi Akiva Omer Omra b'Bracha Revius Mipnei Atzma. You put it in the separate Bracha, in the fourth Bracha, and you don't say HaTachronin like we do. It's a separate Bracha gets. That's a correct Rabbi Akiva Shita. And Rabbi Eliezer Omer, Omer Behoda in Modim is when you say it, which is also not like what we do. And then Amar Rabbi Elazar, Halacha, Kurebi Eliezer, that you say it in Modim. That's what the Gemara says here. So Rabbi Elazar, the Amora ben Pedas, says we assume like Rabbi Eliezer. So this is a fifth example where we do Pasch like Rabbi Eliezer, and it's a fifth case, not four. The Gemara says, "Amar Rabbi Abba, Hahud Amar Mishum Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel." No, we pass like Rabbi Eliezer by Atachon Antanu, not because of Rabbi Eliezer, because there's another Tanu holds that way. That's namely Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. The sign of the Brisa tells us that Rabbi Kiva Omer a different presentation. Rabbi Kiva Omer, you say Atachon Antanu Omra beBracha Revius Bifnei Atzma, a separate bracha. And Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel Omer Omer Behoda, and we paskin Behoda. At least he paskins. Rabbi Elazar paskins Behoda, not because of Rabbi Eliezer, but because of Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. Gemara says, "Vaha kashish minei mituva." But wasn't he much older than him? Wasn't Rabbi Eliezer much older than Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel? Doesn't make sense that Rabbi Eliezer is going to quote the sheet of a much younger person, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel. So the Gemara says, "Ella Bishim Dekai Rabbi Chanina Begamliel Bishitase." It's not that Rabbi Chanina was being quoted by Rabbi Eliezer. It's that Rabbi Chanina pasked in that way. He happened to share the same shita as Rabbi Eliezer, but not that they were quoting each other at all. And since Rabbi Chanina Begamliel held that way, Rabbi Elazar the Amora pasked in Modim like Rabbi Chanina, but not because of Rabbi Eliezer. So it still stands that there are only four cases we assume like Rabbi Eliezer lahalach. So then the Gemara says, "Umi kai, does Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel really hold like the same shita as Rabbi Eliezer?" V'atani, the Braisa tells us when it comes to Yom HaKippurim. Or Yom HaKippurim, the night of Yom Kippur, meaning Leil Yom Kippur, Mispal Sheva, we say Shemoneh Esrei of seven brachos. Umisvada, we have a vidui al-chaitz during Shemoneh Esrei of Leil Yom HaKippurim. Shacharis, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. Musav, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. Mincha, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. And Nila, Mispal Sheva, Misvada. There are five times we daven, seven brachos, Shemoneh Esrei, and we do a vidui. Comes Mariv, Umarvis, Motzi Yom Kippur, Arvis, and Mispal Sheva. We also say Sheva, Me'ain Shemoneh Esrei. We say an abridged version of Shemoneh Esrei. We're rushed to get home, we want to go eat. Rabbi Chanina Gamliel, Mishum Avos of Omer, in the name of his father, said, no, Mispal Shemoneh Esrei, do a full 18 bracha or 19 bracha of Shemoneh Esrei on Motzi Yom Kippur. Mipnei Shetzarach Lomer Havdala Bebracha Bechonin Hadas. You have to say a bracha of Atachon Tanu. Now he doesn't say Behoda, he doesn't say Bifnei Asma, he says Bechonin Hadas, which is how we pask him. But either way, he says not what he said earlier. Earlier, Rabbi Chanina ben Gamliel said during Modim. Now he's saying it's during Achonin Hadas. Well, which one is it? So clearly he doesn't hold like Rabbi Eliezer. Gemara says, Amar of Nachman bar Yitzhak, Ihu Amar, Mishum Avosav, Volo Vilei Losrile. In the Yom Kippur, he's quoting Mishum Avosav, his father, his Mesorah, was to say it during Achonin Hadas. But he himself personally held like Rabbi Eliezer that you say it during Modim.
So he would say Sheva.
He would say Sheva. No, he probably would still need 18 because he's saying, well, maybe not because Modim is in Sheva also. Could be. Yeah.
Right?
Anyway, we don't, certainly don't pass it that way. No. We pass it at Chonin in Chonin Hadas. So then the Gemara says, Amr le Rabbi Yirmi le Rabbi Zeira. V'at lo Tisra. Now we're going back to the conversation we had before about this item, Kitva. Do they have an English translation for Kitva? Okay. Whatever Kitva is, we said before that Kitva was a machlok, is whether Kitva is called a fruit or not a fruit. And the nafkamina is whether we treat it with Kedusha Shvius or not.
Is that a machlok is when you consider like something it's,
yeah. Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Isn't that something like that? It's more like a
Metzias?
Like a Metzias.
No.
Meaning defining what the buffer fruit is supposed to be in a halachic.
No, it's defining terms, whatever your terms are. So I don't think it's a defining of mitzias.
So right. Just saying this.
Well, let's see. The Gemara is going to, a little bit maybe, the Gemara is going to provide now. So Amar le Yirmi le Rabbi Zeira, Ve'at lo tfizbara deman tana kitva pir Rabbi Eliezer. Do not hold that the one who holds kitva as a fruit is not Rabbi Eliezer? Do you really hold such a thing? That Vahatan, doesn't the Mishnah tell us that Rabbi Eliezer, Omer, Hamamid Bisraf Arla Aser. So what's Mamid? So the way it works when it comes to making cheese, so you milk a goat, you milk a cow, and you make cheese. How do you make cheese? You have to put something of a rennet in it, something to separate the what's it called? The whey and the curdle, the curl, that's what it's called, right?
Curls.
Curl, yeah, curls in the way. So you have something to mom in it. It's rennet, or when I was up in Eretz Yisrael, they showed us how with goat cheese, goat milk, you use a fig branch, you mix it and it separates it. It's a unique thing to a fig branch. Fine. Either way, you need something to be mom in it. So now let's say a person uses the sraf, the sap of an arla tree. So now arla is also to eat the first 3 years. So now if you use it to create the cheese, even the cheese becomes aser, it takes on a din of arla. So that's the din. So we see that this idea of a sraf is apparently the same idea of the ktaf, some type of sap. So it is called a fruit. It has a din, just like the sraf is a din of a fruit, so too the ktaf has a din of a fruit. So that's a din of Rabbi Eliezer. So the Gemara says, Afil Tamer Rabban, even Rabbanan will agree to this din here. Because an kan lo pligi Rabban aled Rabbi Eliezer, when do Chacham argue Rabbi Eliezer on the din of the sraf and the arla tree and making mimamid the cheese? That's ela bekitva de gavza. That's talking about the sap of the gavza of the wood. The sap comes from different places. Sometimes it comes from the tree, sometimes it comes from the fruit. So it comes to the kitva de gavza, the sap of the wood itself, the bark, the tree. That's where there's a machlokas, whether that has a din of pri or not a pri. Aval bekitva de peri, if it's the sap of the actual fruit itself, Modelay, even they would agree to Rabbi Eliezer that that's called a fruit, and that would take on the din of a Yermamid with it, it would make a din of Arla, and it would have a din of Shvius to this. The Tzad, the Mishnah tells us that Amar Rabbi Yeshua Shemati Beperish Shemamid Besraf Alan. I heard explicitly that you can be Mamid milk with the sap that comes from the Alan, the different leaves, or the branches, the Srafa Ikar, and from the branch, from the roots. Mutter, that's all mutter. That doesn't carry on the din of Arla if it comes from the branches or the roots. Aval, if it comes from the, but aval, sraf pagin, the sap of the fruits of the tree, aser mipnei shupri, that is aser. So we see there's a chilek between the sraf, the ktaf of the pre, versus the sraf of the eights.
Ktaf is just the liquid that's inside.
I guess it's the
that's
sap.
What it looks like, so whatever
yeah.
It is,
yeah. Uh-huh. I think the sraf is sap, right? Right, so the sap of fruit versus the sap of the syrup of it.
Right.
So then the Gemara says, Ibai Zemel, another suggestion is, Ki pligi rabban aleder b'yaleza. When do they argue with regards to using sap of an arla tree? To mamid chalav, whether that makes the trees also aser arla or not, that's be'ilan me'osa preyos. That's referring to sap that comes from a tree that produces fruit. So there, the sap is considered very secondary to the fruit, and that rabban don't think it takes on the din of a fruit. Aval, when it comes to be'ilan she'eino osa peros, a barren tree, a tree that's incapable of making fruit, yet it produces sap, so there, molded the kitfu zehu peru. The fruit of the tree becomes a sap, that's all it produces, it becomes very primary. So in that case, even Rabbanan will agree the sraf of such a tree, a barren tree, would actually be considered pre and have a din of arla and a din of shvius as well. The Tanah, the Mishnah tells us that Rabbi Shimon Omer, that ein l'ktaf shvius, that Rabbi Shimon holds that ktaf, the sap, doesn't have a din of shvius. Chachamim Omer Miyesh L'Ktav Shvius. He thinks that sap does have a din of Shvius. Mipnesha Kitvu Zeh Priya, because the sap is the fruit. So Man Chacham, who are the Chachamim? La Rabbanan De Pligi Aled De Rabbi Eliezer. Is it not the Rabban who argued Rabbi Eliezer? And yet we see that they do agree in certain instances where sap is considered a fruit. So it must be what? There must be the Chilak is that the sap of a tree that produces fruit versus the sap of a tree that doesn't produce fruit. So the Gemara says, no, Amr Leha Hu Saba, a certain elderly man, which is oftentimes is Eliyahu, I believe, Hachiyam Rabbi Yochanan. Rabbi Yochanan says, Man Chachamim Hu the Chachamim, this is Rabbi Eliezer himself, the Amar Kitva Zeh Priyu. But the Chachamim that we speak of in general, they hold the sap across the board is never considered a fruit, bain, whether it's from the wood, whether it's from the fruit, whether it's from a tree that produces fruit, whether a tree even doesn't produce fruit, across the board, Chachamim hold that's not considered fruit.
Which is crazy, because if you're talking about Orla, How can you figure out what the first teeth? It's impossible to know because Orla, you know, the first year that gives a fruit.
Here. If it's a non-bearing fruit tree, there's no Orla to it.
Right, but here there would be because
no, not by the sap, sap's not fruit. So it's completely mutter, the sap.
Right. But the Shvi, according to the one that says that it's Asr v'Shvi, would also be Chiyav v'Chayav v'Orla.
Oh, so the one who holds, not Chachamim, the one who holds that there is that, so how do you figure, so it must be the first year? No.
It's unbelievable because...
No, when you grew it, for the first years after it was planted.
Right, but Orla only starts applying the first year that comes out the fruit.
So the sap is the fruit now.
But trees have sap the moment that they come
so the moment. So that's the first year then.
Right. It's I'm saying it's...
Okay, so then the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer, the really one who holds that there is a din of Kedusha Shvius to the sap of the tree. So my area, so why only Ilan Sheino Osapri? Why only a tree that doesn't bear fruit? Do we assume the sap has a din of Shvius? Afilu Ilan Osapri, even a tree that does produce fruit, even a fruit tree, should have a din of Kedusha Shvius, the Kito Zepriyo. So that's how we assume. So it must be that really above Baba must be the Chachamim earlier. Gemara says, no, the Divrem Dirban Kamerlu. They were saying, according to their words, meaning Lididi, Rabbi Eliezer says, according to my opinion, Afil Ilanj Osa Peros Nami Kito Zepirio. Even a fruit-bearing tree, the sap is a din of Arla, din of Kedusha Shvius, and certainly a non-bear fruit-bearing tree. But Lidchu, according to you, Chachamim, you shall at least admit to me, O Deli Miyaz Be'ilan Shein Osa Peros, the Kito Zepirio. At least it agreed to me by non-fruit-bearing tree that it is, the sap should be a fruit. And they say, no, Rabbanim respond back, Amru Loshna. They said, I don't care, across the board, sap is never considered a fruit, and there's no din of Arla, and no din of Kedusha Shvius. So now Gemara wants to know, to a conversation we had earlier, the definition of a basula. We said there are a few different women, four Arba Nashim, Dayan Shaitam, and one of them was a basula. So how does one define a basula? So Eze basula, Kol Shila Rasa, one who never saw blood in their entire life. So Tanya Rabban, the Braisa says, Nisus Rasa Dam Achmas Nisun. Let's say she gets married and she sees Dam. Now that Dam is not because of Dam Nida, it's Dam Basulum. Or let's say Yalda Rasa Dam Achmas Leda. She gave birth and she saw Dam because of Leda, because Leda generates blood. Adain and Ani Kari La Basula. That's called a Basula, the guy with the Salacha, because she never saw Nida. She saw Dam Leda, she saw Dam Basulum, but then never Dam Nida. Shere Basula Shamur, the Basula that we speak of is Basula's Domim, below Basula's Basulum. Not Basulum in the classic sense, but rather Dam Nida. So Aini, is that really true? Vahama Rav Kana Tana Shalosh Basulos, saying there are three Basulos in general, in very different areas of life. Basulos Adam, Basulos Karka, and Basulos Shikma. There's Basula of a human, a Basula of land, and a Basula of trees. So Basulos Adam, what's a Basula of man, really a human, woman? Calls Man Shalo Nivala. So long as the woman never had a Bia, she's called a Basula. Nafkamina, what's irrelevant? Look, Kohen Gadol. We know Kohen Gadol must marry a Basula. He can't marry a non-Basula, so that's important for that halacha. Inami, Leksubas Masayim, to the payment of the Ksuba. A Ba'ula only gets a Mea, a Basula gets Masayim. So that's an Afkamina. Going on, what's Basula's Karka? What's a unused, if you will, Karka? Kol Zman Shelo Nevda. Any land that was ever used, that's called a Basula's Karka. Who cares whether it was used or not used? Nafkamina, Le'nachal Eisan, when it comes to the Dinam of Egla Rufa, you have to break the neck of an Egla in the Nachal Eisan in an area that was never used. So you have to know that was used or not used. So you need a Dafka Basula's Karka. Inami, alternatively, in Mecha Chamemka, a guy wants to buy Dafka, a Karka Basula, so you have to make sure it's a Karka Basula that was never used in history. And then third example is Basula Shikma, a type of tree that was a Basula, Kol Zman Shelo Niktitza. Any time, so long as this tree was never touched, it was never cut down, it was from its natural form still, Nafkamina, who cares? Nafkamina Mekach Memka. The guy Dafka wants to buy a tree that was never cut down, because when you cut it down, when you cut the branches, it produces more branches. It's helpful for certain things of agriculture, I guess. So it's irrelevant for Mekach Memka. Or Inami, the Miktitza B'Shvius, in terms of cutting down during Shemitah year, the Mishnah tells us ain kotzis in Basula Shikma Bishrias Mibnei Shiavoda. Because when you cut down the trees of the branch of the Basula Shikma, it actually enhances the growth of it. So that would be considered an avoda during Shvia, so you have to know what's a Basula Shikma versus not a Basula Shikma. Okay, either way, these are three Basulos. But Vemis, if it's true that there's another Basula, Basulas of a Basulas Dam, a woman never seeing a Nida, Emisa, Lisei Namiha, why not teach a Basula of a Basulas Dam, a woman who never saw a Dam Nida? So Gemara says, Amar of Nachman Bar Yitzchak, Ki Katani, when we have this list of three Basulos, it's only Midi, the Les Lei Shem Levi, when there's no nickname for it, just call it Stam Basula. But if I'm the Dislay Shem Levi, something has a Basula, this is called Basula's Dam, Damim, Loktani. We didn't mention it. So Basula, these are all, the word Basula alone is used in three different contexts. One Basula's Adam, one Basula's Shikma, one Basula's Karka. But they're all called Basula's Dam. But a Basula's Nid is called Basula's Damim, that's a different type of name, and therefore it wasn't part of this list of three. So then the Gemara suggests another answer, a second answer. Rav Sheish is bereid Rav Idi Amar Ki Katani, when we list the Mishnah of three, was only talking about a case of Midi Detali B'Maisa, that which depended on an action. Basulas, a woman depends on a Maisa, Basulas Shikma cutting it down, Basulas Karka, all depend on a certain Maisa. But Basulas Damim is just natural. There's no action. What causes the Damnida, and therefore Midi Delo Tali B'Maisa, that which does not depend on any action, Lo Katani, was not listed in the Mishnah. A third suggestion, a third answer is why it wasn't listed here, is Rabbi Hanina Berei de Rav Ika Amar Ki Katani Midi Dilo Hadil Briusa, that which does not return back to its normal state. One time is Basulas Karka, once it loses its state, it's never ever Basulas Karka. Same thing with Basulas Shikma and Basulas Adam. But that in Basulas Damim, where Midi de Hadil Briusa, where it returns back to not seeing blood anymore, Lo Katani, how could a woman come back to not seeing blood? When she's a Zakena, she goes back to being a Naira, the same din, it goes away. So something that can return back to its Basulas Damim, if you will, was not listed in the Mishnah, in the statement here. A fourth answer is Ravina Amar Kikatani Mide de Capitalized Vina, that which depends, has impacted on in terms of the sale, that's going to enhance or depreciate the value of something. But Mide de Lo Capitalized Vina Lo Kalani, that which doesn't depend on her having Dam Basulim or not, rather Basulim of a need or not, no one really cares about that, whether she saw a dam or didn't see a dam, and therefore it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. And now the Gemara challenges this last answer and says, what do you mean? Below Kapti, people don't care if a woman sees dam neither or not. Vatani, the Braisa says, Rabbi Chia Omer, Kishem Shasor, Yafal Isa, just like the sor, the yeast, is helpful for the bread rising, Kak Damim Yafal Isha, so to blood is beneficial for a woman. Vatanya, Mishum Rabbi Meir, Kolisha Shadamem Rubim, Banem Rubim, those who have more dam actually have more children, so people do want to have know about the whether there's dam neither or not dam neither. And Ella, Kikatani, so rather what it means is Mide the Kapit Lesvina, Mide Lo Kapit Lesvina Lo Katani. Not because of Kapit, people being caring not, but that which is going to entice the buyer. So people are enticed by buying a Basulas, a woman who's a Basula versus Ba'ula, Basulas Shikma, Basulas Karka. A Basulas Damim, although a person's machbid on her having Damida for children and not children, but it's not going to make it more of an exciting sale, if you will, and therefore it wasn't listed in the Mishnah. Then the Gemara says, Taner Ban, the Braisa says, and we'll stop here, Ezu Basulas Karka, what's called Basulas Karka, Kol Shemala Rishushim, anything that has little small piece of rock pebbles there, Venafar Tichach, and the ground isn't soft, it's very hard ground, that indicates it was never used before, that's a good indicator. Venimsa Bacheres, you find some earthenware, Biyadua Shenevda, so you have hidden some pottery below the surface, that indicates that it was once used before, Biyadua Shenevda, and soon if you find some rock, some hard sella, some rock, Harezo Basulas Karka, that also is a good indicator that in fact is a Basulas Karka. Should we go a little further now? It's Dafka 7:30 now. Maybe we should. And maybe we should go this, we could try to complete the daf a little bit. I didn't look into this yet, but let's see what we have here. Gemara said, I thought we'd stop here. I thought it'd take much longer than it actually did. But the Gemara now says, Muberes Mishiodea Ubra. So one of the four women who are dying shaitan is a woman who's pregnant. So what stage is she considered pregnant? The moment she's pregnant? No. The Gemara says, now it's Mishiavada Uber when the fetus is recognizable. So what does that mean? Vakama Hakaras Uber. What stage of the pregnancy is it recognizable? So Sumchas Omer Mishum Rabbi Meir, Shlosha Chadashim. 3 months. 3 months in the first term, that's considered Hukar Ubra. And then she's dying shaitan, she sees any dam after that point. Viafa Pishain Raila Davar, even though there's no clear-cut proof, Zeichel Davar, there is a hint, there's a remez, Shenemar, it says, regards to Tamar, Yehudan Tamar, it says, Vahi Kimishlosh Chadashim Vegomer, when she was 3 months pregnant, and it was told to Yehuda that she's pregnant. Meaning they didn't recognize she was pregnant before this, it was only after 3 months, and therefore there's a Raya, Zeichel Davar, that 3 months is when it's recognizable. The Gemara says, Zeichel Davar, Kruxiv, it's Raya Gedoli. What do you mean it's a Zeichel? This is a great proof, it's a Pasuk, it's a fantastic proof, not simply a Zeichel Ba'alma. Mar says, because Mishum Deika the Alda Latisha, Vika the Alda Shiva. Because sometimes there are women who have a 9 month term pregnancy, others have a 7 month pregnancy. And therefore, those who have a 7 month pregnancy, really their first term is a third of 7 months. So it ends up being 2 months and a third of a month. That's really when the third of a pregnancy goes in. That's really going to be earlier than 3 months. So it's not so clear cut. So it's possible that maybe Tamar was a 7 month pregnancy, and the reason why it's recognizable because 3 months in is almost half her pregnancy. But it does not have proof in general for those who are 9 month terms are going to have that 3 months will be recognizable just yet. Okay, let's go a little bit further. The Gemara says, Tanur Rabban, the Braisa says, Hareshayas Becheskas Muberes Rasa Dam. Let's say you have a woman who she's Becheskas Muberes, she's pregnant, and she sees Dam. Vacharka Chipilu, then afterwards, she, she miscarries. So then, ruach, just nothing came out. There's no uber. There was nothing. She turned out she wasn't pregnant. She was just full with air or something, whatever, however that works. Oh, gold davar she nook shekayama, or she something came out that wasn't sustainable. So harehi biches kasa, she still couldn't consider muberes v'dayashaita, even though something came out. We don't say that, the fact that she had a miscarriage, that she's not pregnant. No, she's pregnant. Something came out, and that was a nothing. It was a false alarm, but we assume she still is pregnant, and she's still dayashaita. And then, even though there's no proof for the matter, it says in the Pasuk in Yeshayahu, harini chalnu kimo yaladnu ruach. So,
we suffered birth pains.
Right. And therefore we see that even a person gives out a ruach, she's yalad ruach, that's considered hirayon, right. And that's considered pregnant muberes and dayashaita. Gemara says, "My zeich ledaver, harei rai gadoli." It's a pasuk. It's a very great proof. It's not just simply a hint. Gemara says, "Ki ksiv ha'krab is harm ksiv." It's talking about men. So men don't get pregnant. They get pregnant. So it's not really a proof. It's just a zeich le'abama. But the guards in the kavos, this is true as well. That a person who's mapil ruach, it's still considered muberes and would be dayashaita. Okay, so we'll stop here. And mitzvah Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow.